It is Remembrance Day, originally called Armistice Day. Remembrance Day commemorates the end of the hostilities of the Great War, the signing of the armistice, which occurred on the 11th of November 1918. Armistice Day was observed by the Allies as a way of remembering those who died, especially soldiers with no known grave. In 1918, after suffering a number of defeats and heavy losses, the German forces agreed to an armistice with the Allied troops, and this signalled the end of the First World War.
The battalion commander came out with the news in early morning it was, and he said, "The war's finished." All the hats went up in the air, got down in the cellars. White wine and red wine were all in and up, all got drunk.
The treaty was signed at 5 a.m. on the 11th of November 1918, but didn't officially come into effect until 6 hours later at 11 a.m. The armistice was met by celebrations around the world. People yelled, cheered and danced in the streets.
Oh, they went bloody mad. Celebrations were the right term, I suppose. There could not have been any other word to describe how you would celebrate something marvellous that happened. Something just unbelievable could happen, that the bloody war was over.
Streets across Australia were filled with celebrations. We danced on trams, we danced on lorries, we danced on the pavement, we shouted, we sang. Office boys and girls yelled to their companions across the way. We cheered and cheered again and again.
The greatest day of our lives when we heard the war was finished.
In Australia, Armistice Day was renamed in 1997. The name change broadened the meaning of the day, widening the focus from the First World War to a day which commemorates all who served in any war or any conflict.
We'll not forget the promise made. You live forever, eternal flame. And so we all remember them, lest we forget, lest we forget.
Of the Australian population of 5 million, 300,000 young men went to the Great War. Of those, 60,000 died.
And best of mates, there side by side, together fought, together died.
This practice came from King George V's declaration on the 6th of November 1919 that people across the Commonwealth should suspend their normal activities. And I quote part of what he said. "Let there be perfect stillness, so the thoughts of everyone may be concentrated on reverent remembrance of the glorious dead." Of the Australian population of 5 million, 300,000 young men went to the Great War. Of those, 60,000 died, and 156,000 were wounded or taken prisoner.
There's 500,000 Australians enlisted. Why did they all enlist?
Well, it was something that had to be done. It was my duty.
I was 18 when I went to the front line.
You thought you had to go, you know, you felt like as you wanted to help.
My mother wasn't too happy about it, but when all said and done, someone had to go.
It's a long, long time ago, you know, over a lifetime ago for most people.
Many yesterdays have gone since the Anzac sailed away.
On the night of Monday, the 11th of November, official news finally arrived in Australia after 7 p.m, confirming the signing of the armistice on the other side of the world. By 9 p.m, streets across Australia were filled with celebrations. We danced on trams, we danced on lorries, we danced on the pavement, we shouted, we sang, while those church bells rang out a peal of jubilation.
And don't you forget,
you are the diggers of the Anzac.
It has been many years now since the armistice was signed. Since then, conflicts have continued to rage around the globe, but we still hold fast to the idea that peace is possible, and we continue to work towards that goal. Major campaigns in World War I were Gallipoli, Palestine 1916-18, the Western Front 1916-18. Five Australian infantry divisions fought in places like Fromelles, Pozières, Boulecourt, Eziers, 30, Villebretonneau and Hamel.
You're there in your trench and I'm in mine. We face each other as the foe. But what brings us here into this deadly world? I guess we'll never know.
Australians have served in the Maori Wars of 1863, Sudan in 1885, the Boer War of 1899, the Boxer Rebellion in 1900, World Wars I and II, Malaya, Korea, Borneo, Vietnam, the First Gulf War, East Timor of the 1990s, Iraq in 2003, Afghanistan from 2001 to 2021, and many peacekeeping forces since 1947. C.E.W. Bean wrote the following at the request of the Commonwealth Peace Celebrations Committee back in 1919, and I quote, "It is over. The enormous effort of the men, yes, and women and children of every decent nation is finished. The last gun has sounded. The last troop train winds homewards. The last big transports turned homeward, a punching white foam out of the southern rollers. The vast ammunition factories will presently settle down to enrich the world with peaceful goods. The trains will carry busy passengers and commerce. The big steamers will move about the world with teeming hulls. The little trawlers will unship their guns and go forth to their fishing. The earth will become itself again, and Australia will settle down to carve out her new and splendid future."
What one day soon I pray, across the sea.
They who raised Australia to the very height of the world's regard. The gay welcome in our streets is not for them, for others. The rejoicings which they so often long for, they will never see. Now, years after the Gallipoli landing and armistice, we only need to remember four words to capture the spirit of Anzac. Courage, endurance, mateship, sacrifice. These words have stood the test of time and define what we are as Australians.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow. And in the morning we will remember them. And in the morning we will remember them.
Our nation's memories are on the headstones of the Australian soldiers buried overseas. We will remember them.
And
100 years from now, the Anzacs still will be the bravest things God ever made.
Lest we forget.
And 100 years from now, the Anzacs still will be the bravest things God ever made.